The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662 6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
We're now in our 23rd year covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all kinds of things available today and into tomorrow. Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. You know, you make the show. Your calls, not just because of our huge annual big cool into tomorrow hot summer giveaway that's starting very shortly, but because we want to hear from you. We want to answer your digital dilemmas, solve the questions, the problems, the concerns that you might have involving anything with technology. And you make the show. Maybe you just want to share with us your favorite app these days, or you've got some tech rage you want to get off your chest. Don't worry, we'll bleep you. Just share with us, whatever the case, and call us anytime. Use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, or it's the old-fashioned way, but it still works the best. Call us anytime, 24/7, toll-free, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, anytime at your convenience, and we'll get you on the next show and address your concerns. Our next guest joins us from a company that for many years has been providing TVs, sound bars, speakers, all kinds of cool products. The director of product marketing for the TV group with Vizio is Carlos Angulo. Carlos, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. TV has been growing so dramatically the last few years. And, of course, you guys at Vizio are always at the head of new tech and providing the coolest, greatest new things. So tell me first a little bit about what you guys are working on with Vizio these days, and then let's get into some of the specifics about some cool new stuff.
Yeah, so it absolutely is an exciting time for the TV category in general. I mean, there's just so much to take in, and year over year, the improvements are drastic. So for Vizio, we just launched our 2018 TV product line. Now it's about 3 weeks ago. The key focus has continued to be improve our picture quality and continue to put a best-in-class smart TV platform out there.
Very cool.
Those are two key areas that we're continuing to improve year over year, and it's no different this year.
Well, and we get a lot of questions, of course, to this day, every week on the show about such things as, do I really need 4K? Tell me the differences between the different HD TVs. What is HDR, for example, and why does that make a difference? So let's start with that one for those listening that hear terms like HDR bantered about. What is it, and is it something we need to look for?
Yeah, so while pixel density continues to improve over time, and we went from HD to full HD and going from 2 million pixels or a million pixels to 2 million, and now with 4K, you're looking at 8 million pixels in every frame, and you're able to get more detail. You're not necessarily enhancing its brightness performance or its contrast or its color, and that's where high dynamic range comes into the picture, where high dynamic range really helps create the trifecta of improvements, right, where you're getting all the detail that you need out of 4K, but with high dynamic range, it expands that contrast range, allowing you to take in more black detail content, and then at the same time allowing you to see more detail in the highlights.
So a high dynamic range, of course, has a lot to do with just improving overall the picture, the images that we're seeing. And is that only for 4K, or is that for even standard HDTVs, HDR?
Well, because of these specifications around high dynamic range, it improves your entire viewing experience, whether you're watching SDR, HD, or 4K. But for the most part, you are seeing high dynamic range as a feature in 4K sets.
Mm. And that's one of the selling points these days that folks are seeing. Okay, it's kind of a buzzword, but is it something I should be paying attention to? Clearly it is, Carlos, because you're talking about how it does improve the image overall.
Yeah, absolutely. So with 4K, at a certain point, if you're standing about, let's say, 10 to 12 feet away, mm-hmm. You can no longer, the eyes can no longer discern the difference between a 4K picture or a great 1080p picture, where high dynamic range, you can actually see a difference if you're looking at a side-by-side of a 4K in standard dynamic range and a 4K picture in high dynamic range. You can actually see the intensity levels within either the spectral highlights in a picture, or you're able to actually see more detail within the shadows, right? So there's quite a bit there that it makes it easier for the eyes to actually discern the difference and the improvements versus what you can only see if a TV is only a 4K TV.
So even at a distance, even if the TV is farther away from you, you're able to pick up those differences.
That is correct.
Gotcha. Now, another buzzword or series of buzzwords we hear about TVs these days are full array local dimming. Okay, that sounds cool. But for the average consumer, what does that mean?
Yeah, so once you start talking about high dynamic range, there's different ways of implementing HDR. And what you'll see is that most sets today that are 4K actually speak the HDR language. But just because a TV speaks HDR, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting the full benefit of high dynamic range. And going back to the idea that high dynamic range expands the contrast, so you're able to see more details in highlights and shadows, full array local dimming is really the engine. And with Vizio, it is a technology that we first introduced 10 years ago, and we completely went full array 6 years ago all across our entire product line. Mm-hmm. And year over year, we continue to work to refine our backlight performance. But the idea there is that there's really two types of solutions. There's edge-lit backlighting and there's full-array backlighting. Edge-lit has and places the LEDs along the edge of the screen, and it uses a light guide to drive the light from the edge towards the center, where full-array drops and distributes LEDs across the entire backlight. And what Vizio has been able to do is, using local dimming technology, it has been able to intelligently map the backlight to the content on screen. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what you end up seeing is that where the backlight detects maybe a darker zone or a darker area within the image, it'll dim that backlight down. And wherever it detects a bright area, let's say a sun, it'll intensify the backlight brightness behind that area. Ultimately, with that intelligence in the backlight, you're able to actually expand that contrast range even farther. So you're optimizing the high dynamic range performance in every TV set.
I think it speaks highly of any particular technology when a company such as yours decides that all of your displays are going to utilize, in this case, this full array local dimming, that you really believe in this particular tech.
Yeah, no, it is a product team design decision that was made a few years ago, as I mentioned, and it has been one that has really paid off in terms of just being able to stick to the Vizio model of offering the best picture at the best price point. And full array is really seen as a premium technology. But what our product team did is that they actually designed the entire full array backlight from the ground up in a way that they can implement this technology into every one of our sets. So everything from our most entry-level set to our step-up line to our most premium line, where typically in the marketplace, you're only seeing that backlight technology in the most premium sets.
Let's talk a little bit, Carlos, about smart TVs as well, because when they first came out, it'd be, wow, you have to have a smart TV because your dumb TV just isn't going to do it. And then a lot of people realized with additional things, you know, from Roku sticks and Fire sticks and all the different sticks and Chromecasts and whatnot, you didn't really need a smart TV, because if you had these other devices, they sort of made your TV smart. But what is your definition these days as a pro in the business of a smart TV, and why should we look for that, or should we be concerned about making sure our next one is smart?
Yeah, so picture quality is king, and consumers continue to purchase a TV based on the best picture that they see on screen. But smart is really the most exciting development that there is within the TV space, because as we consume content differently and as behaviors change, where mobile content consumption is becoming a bigger play, the televisions just play a bigger role. So what you're seeing now is that most TV sets are smart. They have built-in Wi-Fi. For Vizio, every one of our 2018 models is a smart TV. And what we've done is, over the last 2 years, have really helped to develop our Vizio SmartCast platform to really make it a smart TV platform for all. And understanding that there's different content behaviors, where you have a set of customers that may be your everyday smart TV user that all they want is easy access to Netflix, where you have your consumer who may be deeply integrated with their mobile device, and they consume as much content on their mobile screen as they do on the big screen. And we've created a deep integration with Chromecast built in that allows that user to naturally make the big screen an extension of what they have on their mobile device. And now we've even introduced voice control with Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa support.
And in fact, Carlos, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind holding on a couple of minutes, let us pay a couple of bills. I want to hold you over. It's very rare we do this, but you're fun to talk to. There's so many things to talk about that I want to get back and talk about some of those things, voice control and built-in apps and over the air and the fact that a lot of people are cutting cords these days. So let's do that. But first, we'll do this and come right back as Into Tomorrow continues.